Hello and welcome to this IBR Business Profile, a podcast from the Iowa Business Report. I'm Jeff Stein. In the 29th edition of our program, which aired during the third weekend of July 2020, we introduced you to Carl A. Nelson and Company, a construction firm based in Burlington, with additional offices in Cedar Falls and Washington, Iowa. Dan Culp is Director of Business Development for Carl A. Nelson and Company.
Carl A. Nelson and Company is a general contractor design-build company started in Burlington, Iowa in 1913 by a Swedish immigrant named Carl A. Nelson. It's grown from being a small contractor in the early stages of the business to a fairly good-sized contractor today. We work in several different markets in healthcare, industrial, and a lot of K through 12 projects here in the state of Iowa. We also do power plant projects, recreational projects. So we have a very wide background and experience in our company. Our company is employee owned, and it's been employee owned for probably about 80 years now, since the 1940s, which was early for, you know, employee ownership companies. And we have about 130 employees total in the company. So fairly good sized business for Southeast Iowa. Our reach is really regional. We work all throughout the Midwest, but generally with clients that are repeat clients for us. So we don't generally go chase work that's outside of our core area. It's generally brought about by customers who say, Carl A. Nelson, we want you to go do this project for us in Idaho, in New York. In fact, one of our clients that we did all of their work here in the United States for quite some time decided they were going to build a pet food plant in Guelph, Ontario. This was a French company at the time. They came to us and said, we want you guys to be our design builder. And so we developed a Canadian entity, went to Guelph, Ontario, built a large pet food manufacturing facility there for them. And it was because their experience with us on all the projects before that caused them to want to use us to do that project outside of our country.
Now, when you do these projects, whether it's outside the country or in Idaho, New York, do you take a whole crew from Iowa? Do you hire people on site there, or is it a blend?
It really depends. It's usually a blend. Definitely on the project in Canada, we were not allowed to take our craftsmen into Canada to work there. And so we developed a joint venture with a Canadian firm that facilitated that part of the project. They provided the labor and we provided the project management for that. And the design of that project was under us. That was a design build project. Our portion of that was about $50 million. So it was a fairly good sized project and quite an undertaking, considering that, you know, there's a lot of differences in Canadian laws and zoning requirements than there is in the United States. So there was a lot of hurdles to overcome on that project. But a lot of the projects are projects where our superintendents go to that remote location, and sometimes we'll have construction crews on those sites, and sometimes we don't. It just depends on the type of project.
This is a question just born of my ignorance, but when I hear that someone is a construction company, I guess I didn't necessarily think that you might have certain specialties. For example, you specialize in schools or you specialize in a few different types of facilities that you mentioned. Is that common in the industry?
It's somewhat common, yes. I think different construction companies look for their niche, where they have good experience. And also, a part of what causes that for us is that there are certain skill requirements for different types of projects. Not everybody can do those things. Some contractors, they want to be the contractor for everything. It's very difficult to be competent in all types of construction markets. For instance, on the industrial side, our company does a lot of industrial projects, and we have a variety of experience in different types of those projects. And we have developed a core competency in our company of doing code analysis. And it's very important for really any project, but especially for industrial clients who have hazardous storage issues. And we've really, I think, raised the bar on that to where we had one large manufacturer that was rebuilding or building a new manufacturing plant. They ask us to come on board, not as a contractor, but as their code consultant, because of the experience that we have and the expertise that we have in doing that. Now, that's not our first goal necessarily. We would rather be building the building. But at times for different clients, we'll unbundle our services to satisfy what their needs are. And then kind of on a whole different side of the scale, we do a lot of projects for K through 12 schools in Iowa, but as a construction manager, because in Iowa, design build is not allowed for public entities. And so we feel like the construction management scenario or delivery method is the best delivery method for school districts who don't have a lot of expertise in construction and do need a lot of help in understanding the issues and the complexities of a construction project.
And that's a very fair point, because a for-profit business that might be a very large national business, they might be building plants every couple of years somewhere across the country. But your regular garden variety school district in Iowa, it's a big generational thing when they do a school district.
Right.
What's the greatest challenge the business faces today?
Before the coronavirus, I would say that it's really skilled labor. And I think that's probably true across many businesses, is to find people who are willing to learn a skilled trade, but also show up for work, be able to drive themselves to work, and be able to pass a drug test. You know, that's a difficult thing today in our marketplace. And it's essential, because many of our clients require us to meet certain levels of drug testing and other testing. And so we have to have people that can meet those. And that's a difficult part in our industry today.
What is it that makes Nelson unique as a company for you as an employee or for the customers? What is it that helps you stand out?
There's a part of our company mission statement that says that we work in a way that's fair and honest, that we provide quality workmanship. And I think the big key factor is a service second to none. And we get feedback from our clients that that is true, that when we do a project for them, they feel like they're receiving that kind of service that they haven't received in previous projects with other firms. And a part of that is our employee ownership also. That changes our focus on the client. We look at our projects more from a client perspective than we do as a contractor. And so we try to spend their money the way that we think that we would spend our money. And I think the client sees that and appreciates that level of trust and confidence they have in us.
Dan Culp, Director of Business Development for Carl A. Nelson and Company of Burlington, a company that has thrived for more than a century and for more than 70 years after the death of its founder, due to a strong work ethic that has been rewarded by customers. Again, more than 80% of their work these days is from repeat customers. We spoke via Zoom on Wednesday, July 15. The Iowa Association of Business and Industry is a supporter of the Iowa Business Report radio program and podcast. The Iowa Business Report airs weekly on dozens of radio stations across the state of Iowa, with the podcast posted right here every week, along with additional IBR extras. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.